Hello.
Hello, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Matthew, please?
This is he.
Oh, I'm glad to hear I have the right person on the line, sir. And just to start here, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Between 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus years?
11 to 25.
Thank you very much for your opinion. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Stonemason, bricklayer, marble mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, PCC restoration, tiles, better? Sorry?
PCC restoration.
PCC restoration, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, improver?
Foreman.
Thank you for your opinion. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 0 weeks. Thank you for your opinion. It's extremely important. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were in the last time, this time last year?
More.
More construction projects, thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same, okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay, your opinion is extremely important. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. I appreciate your opinion. We're 26% complete. Thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
Privately funded.
Privately funded. Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
Less unemployment.
Thank you so much. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Thank you for your opinion. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are the most concerned about on the job? Are you most concerned about on the job? I'm sorry. Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns or other?
I would say you said the people on the job, untrained people.
Careless people on the job.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
In person or online?
In person.
Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, political canvassing?
Yes.
Picketing?
No.
Okay, thank you very much for your opinion. We're 39% complete. Thank you for your time as well. It is appreciated. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Appreciate that. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Let me read you the list. Cable news, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, and radio. So, okay, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from.
That is a terrible question for a phone conversation. it's just not, you know what I mean? The format's just not right.
Right.
Social media is
number 1. And what about number 2 after that? Would you say cable news, local TV news programming?
Yeah, that one's fine. Number 3, local print, newspaper.
Okay.
Number 4, cable. Number 5, people.
And number 6, radio, maybe, right? As the last.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Thank you. And, of course, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Healthcare, support for labor unions, education, jobs and the economy, immigration, the environment, foreign policy, or something else?
Immigration. It depends on which. I guess it doesn't give any context to what immigration. We need more immigration. We need more people to become legal. But I don't know if that's what they mean by that.
Your opinion in any sense is important, sir, so we will go by that, of course. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Okay. Have you heard a lot about it? Have you heard, read, or a lot of
yes.
some, or just a little?
Yes. A lot.
Okay, so you've heard a lot about it. Thank you very much. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federally elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. And now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democratic Party.
Okay, we're 59% complete, almost done. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM Ford Stellantis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the UAW.
The UAW much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
I appreciate that, sir. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on his job as a president overall?
Yes.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve the economy, his job on the economy, or do you strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. How about foreign affairs?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Foreign affairs, the same option?
Foreign affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. How about immigration? His job on immigration?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. How about his job on healthcare?
Somewhat approve.
And his job on support for labor unions?
I would strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you very much. We are now reaching 70% complete of the survey, almost done, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you for your opinion. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain you to vote?
Yes.
Will you?
Yes.
Okay. Almost certain you will vote, right?
Yep.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Democrat Joe Biden. We're 77% complete. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes, very helpful.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good,
excellent.
Just fair, or excellent? Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just
excellent.
Fair, or per? Thank you. Now, on your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
I think we need more bilingual people and more people educated with helping people become citizens.
Okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. In this case, since this is open-ended, of course, I'm typing down your opinion, sir, which is very important. So we need more bilingual people, more people educated with helping people become citizens, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And the next one is also open-ended, sir. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
It should be organizing folks who need help with citizenship, and maybe organizing people who English is a second language, and training members to speak Spanish.
Okay, organizing people who need help with citizenship and who
yep.
speak more Spanish, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much for that. That's also extremely important. Thank you so much, sir, for your opinion. We're, by the way, 85%, almost done. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, job site, text, SMS, union meetings, or mail?
Email.
Yeah,
email,
okay.
Great. Yep.
How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year? A couple
yes.
times a year? Once a year?
Yeah,
or
whatever
next?
The max is. Yeah, whatever the most is, yeah.
Four or
a
more
lot.
Times a year. Thank you very much. 90% almost done, sir. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican?
Yes.
For what?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a no very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
I appreciate that. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Latino,
yes.
Hispanic, Black, African American?
White, Caucasian.
White, Caucasian. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Matt, M-A-T-T.
Thank you very much, Matt. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time, okay?
Yep, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.